Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Hi, Teddy.
Hi. Excited to do a little recap of Beverly Hills and Miami with you. But first off, did you see what just launched?
Yes. Alex's new podcast, Bravo's Hot Mic. And Kyle is his very first guest, and I will be number two. I'm not sure if it comes out weekly. But go ahead and check that out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get a lot of good juice. We all love Alex so much and we all trust him. And
so Alex, we had on recently, he is executive producer of Orange County, Vanderpump Rules and Beverly Hills. So he's got a lot of behind the scenes. He's going to be interviewing people from the cast, producers, just everyone to give us a little tea.
Yeah, so make sure you go and subscribe to Hot Mic. All right, let's get into Beverly Hills.
Let's get into it.
It starts off where Dorit says Kyle's choice not to drink allowed her to have more control over everything. However, Dorit says she misses doing silly things with Kyle on trips. Kyle says this is who she is. They can take it or leave it. Do you think the women should just let Kyle B about the drinking?
Yeah, they should, but it's difficult because actually me and Heather have had conversations about, you know, not drinking on the show. And if the cast came back all sober, like what would that be like? And we have some of our best moments as housewives when we've had just a few too many drinks, but you know, it is just her personal choice not to drink anymore and they have to deal with it. And it is what it is. Get over it.
I am a little confused why Garcelle and Sutton are so bothered in their talking heads about Kyle trying to live a healthier lifestyle. Like, what do they care?
I know. Well, these women are acting like not drinking and working out is something terrible. They've never heard of it before. Oh my God, you got to stop this.
Make it stop.
And then Sutton, who works out anymore?
I was like, well,
I mean, I do.
I do.
But I also don't come home from a 45-minute flight at 1 o'clock in the afternoon from Las Vegas and open my cabinet and get vodka.
Oh, that.
I'm like, usually when you come home from Vegas, you're like, because, you know, it's Sin City.
If anything, you may want to come home and have some pizza and like, or cheeseburger.
A big cheeseburger and a glass of water and some electrolytes.
Yeah. Like you want to recover, not
keep the party going.
But yeah, well, I hate to say, I hate when I'm right.
Well, she didn't pull it out of her purse though.
Okay.
It was in her bathroom cabinet. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't. You know who I'm really shocked at is Erica. I feel like she's really opening up. We're seeing a totally different side to Erica this season.
I agree. Well, they start out where Crystal asks Erica if she misses her old life. Erica says parts of it she misses, like Christmas time, but she doesn't miss the fighting, arguing, and the pressure. What about the flashback to Tom?
I know. And she says that she'll forever be changed from this, but can start to have fun and have some normalcy in her life. It was this very sweet moment. We're seeing Erica in a totally different light. The only time I've been around Erica a couple times at events when we went to Vegas to see her show and BravoCon has been nothing but so sweet to me. Even way back to Andy's baby shower, the first time I met her. So kind, so sweet. Yeah. I was a little afraid of her way back then because she was always so quiet and mysterious, but now she is no longer quiet or mysterious. She is laying it all out there for you guys to hear.
We're seeing like a lightness, and
here's the problem.
What?
I feel like the cast is missing a polarizing character.
Yeah.
We don't have Lisa Rinna anymore. Erica has given up fighting for Lent.
What about, no, but then God threw her a bone by letting the elevator doors open and the magic mic. Oh, do we think the polarizing character could be Anne Marie?
I don't know, because they haven't put her on the damn show yet. Why do we have to wait six or seven episodes to see her?
I have a question. Are they going to add her to the lineup? Or is she in the lineup?
She's already in
the
lineup. She's already in it. But she's only going to have half the airtime.
Well, I don't know. We're getting a lot of marriage conversations this episode. Kyle says she's expected more from Riccio during what she went through. And she says he likes to drink and has a lot of business events. She's in a place where she doesn't want to go out and be social. Kyle says she's not happy and working on herself on the inside while Mauricio is focused on his work.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, she had made a comment, I'd be happy in the mountains. I've actually had a conversation with her once where she said she'd love to live in, I think it was Aspen.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Big Bear. Like when I go up there, I don't think about anything. I barely check my phone. It's like such a peaceful place. I'm like exactly with her. I don't want to go out. I don't want to drink. I don't want to go to dinners and events and things like that. I just don't. I think it's our age. I'm not sure. We're about the same
but
age.
Eddie also doesn't want to.
Eddie's not a big, but he's very social. So, you know, he'll go out to dinner and do things and, oh, let's plan dinner with this couple. But he doesn't drink. I shouldn't say that. He rarely drinks.
Yeah. He doesn't if he's need gonna drink, to drink.
Yes,
to,
but if he's going to drink, he's going to do it to get drunk. But if he was not going to social drink. Like when we were at our, we had a conversation about BravoCon. He goes, now I know why you want to drink when you're around these people and you're filming.
It's just easier.
It's just such a toxic environment. He goes, when I was at BravoCon and the party was going on, I'm like, can't beat them. You got to join them. And I had a much better time.
Well, especially if you're going to make, and I mean, I think that's also like what everyone's talking about when you're making that small talk with people that you don't 100% know. So it's like, you're just, you get more comfortable when you've had a couple
of drinks. Your balls get bigger when you have a cocktail.
You got to balls up. Okay. But also now we're at another dinner party where housewives have had to bring out a game. I'm like, Beverly Hills, we're at two dinners now. Like you're going to have some more organic conversations without a card at this point. The card says, is monogamy natural for humans? Kyle says it is difficult for some people to be monogamous. Garcelle asks, if you found out there was infidelity one time, is one time enough to let it go? Kyle says she's dealt with rumors for years. And she kind of doesn't answer the question. And then they get into, I love how Garcelle says she sent an email to some friends when
out her husband's cheating.
For the record, it was the entire allegedly, because I worked there, company of creative artist agency where
you were working there when that happened. Oh my God. Well, good for her. I'm like, if my husband was cheating on me and I found out, there'd be no protecting. I'd be blasting his ass.
Well, I'm trying to remember for certain because I worked for a partner. So I don't know if she sent it to only the partners or because I was like, you know, you're CC'd as the assistant on the partners things or if it was to if it was company wide. Either way, it went company wide within 5 minutes because everyone was like, holy shit, did you see Garcelle's email?
Well, I mean, I'm with Dorit. She said I'd pull a Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Except I wouldn't want to go to jail. But Kyle obviously knows something about Mauricio that she wasn't sharing. I felt like she really shied away from everything. Of course, there's been rumors for years.
But I do think I am loving Garcelle this season.
Yeah.
I'm loving Garcelle as much. Like, I think
she's bringing it. And I love the red hair.
Yeah, I think she's bringing it. Then they talk about.
What?
I think I was just having a flashback of the scene. Sorry, of all the women in their cowboy hats and Crystal not having one on and me wondering if she missed the group chat memo.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Then Erica opens up again. Mm-hmm. She says she went from having a lot to nothing. She doesn't want to look at the bills these days since she's had anxiety about money. I do think it was one, refreshing to hear, but also relatable when she says, like, listen, there was a time where I would just go out and buy anything.
Right.
Now I have to know, like, do I really need this? Like, today I couldn't go do that. But, you know, she starts to open up again.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing she said, like, she wonders if she'll ever own a house again. That was sad, because she went from living in all these big, fabulous houses. And the problem is, nowadays, the market, the way it is, you have to have a big down payment to put down on a house.
And you have to have good credit and all that.
So it's not easy. Like, my kids talk about, like, mom, how am I ever going to be able to afford a house? And I'm like, oh, I'll probably have to buy you one.
But here's the thing. I think she will come around. Like, she has another TV show coming out. Like, she's a hustler. She works really hard. I wouldn't be surprised if she writes another book. I'm just guessing. She has never said anything about it, but I would feel like there is a time for that in a space.
Or land herself a billionaire.
Oh, who knows? I know you guys are going to say I am biased.
You are. Just kidding.
But Sutton's sense of fun this trip is as sour as the grapefruit juice in her purse.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a lot to deal with. She was odd. Like, later on in the episode where Kyle's like, are you okay? Like, is there something wrong? Blink if you're in trouble. Like, something was just
okay.
So,
well, I'm not going to say it. What do you think was going on?
She was intoxicated while she was filming. It was just very strange behavior.
I also am curious why, if she knew that any of this was coming, Sutton, why, when I made the unfortunate comment for her on Watch What Happens Live about the vodka in the purse, why she wouldn't just zip it?
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, now they're timestamping the 1 p.m. alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're also panning to Garcelle saying that Sutton's going to have to start fighting her own battles now.
That was like the smartest thing she said the entire episode.
I love it.
Because
she
really
said
does protect Sutton a lot. But Sutton was just so out of her mind in this entire episode.
Yeah. Well, Erica tells Sutton to apologize to Davis, who is the performer, when the elevators open. Sutton says she didn't say the show was shitty. She was just the one part when she was spread eagle. Erica says the lint thing is still in effect, but God gave her a pass to confront Sutton.
This whole Magic Mike thing is just such a joke. Like, she wore pants on purpose so she could get on stage. She brought a giant stack of bills to give to these guys. And then once she didn't get on stage, it was like, it was horrible. It was disgusting. She's embarrassed. All the things.
And I'm sorry. And then talked about vibrators and then wrote a mechanical bull. Like, if I was going to pick things that the ballet didn't want to see, it's you riding that bull that awkwardly.
I didn't mind her riding the bull. I thought it was totally on course for her, the way that she was on there for 2 seconds. And
it was actually 14 seconds. They time stamped it.
Kind of reminds me of that's how Shannon would ride a mechanical bull.
Well,
oh, God, no. Oh,
the math is mathing. Okay. Anyways, moving right along. Then Kyle tells Sutton that they wouldn't leave her at Magic Mike because she was unhinged. Sutton says she is sorry that she ruined it for all of them. Garcelle says she wished Dorit went after Sutton because she feels like she always has to be the one. Sutton tells Dorit that she loves to use the word zip it with her and says silence is golden. Do we think Sutton's playing the victim in this situation instead of being honest about what happened?
She's playing a victim. She's insufferable. She really is. Has she always been this bad? Or is this just...
Always. This was my point. You have to understand, the very first breakfast I ever had with Sutton, she said to me and Eric, she called both me and Erica white trash.
Oh, ouch.
Like...
Yeah, I would love to see Garcelle form a deeper friendship with the group, other than I feel like she really sticks by Sutton's side and kind of protects her.
Yeah, I feel like in order for there to be a true
friendship,
they have to let Sutton figure it out a little bit, because Sutton alienates herself and then wants everybody to pick up the pieces for her.
Yeah.
And
but Garcelle,
but also we have to remember Sutton's not nice about the other women. She says terrible things.
No, she hasn't this season been very nice. That's for sure.
Like what has she ever, I want to go back in the history of time. What has she ever done for any of the women that's nice or caring?
She gave them boots.
Yeah. Because they're from her store.
Still nice. I'd like,
she forgot a gift at Rinna's for whoever, was it for Garcelle, then flips out, then yells at Crystal, calls her ugly leather pants, says the thing about the hot tub.
Oh yes, the flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean all of it. But here's the thing, then Sutton tells Kyle that Erica intentionally embarrassed her. Sutton says to Kyle, defend your friend, and Kyle says, just because I see another perspective doesn't mean I'm not your friend. Sutton says Kyle comes in when she hasn't heard the whole story, but then we get into another conversation. Remember between Diana and Sutton last year where they keep saying the thing back and forth? Or
no, don't remember.
What? Yeah, you remember when they were like, and then, and now, and then.
Oh, yes, yes.
What kinda was like that? County.
It was you. Who?
Who? You.
Who? Who?
Yeah. Yeah. So they had, we had one of those moments with Sutton and Diana last year. And then now she's doing it with Kyle. Where she's like, name him.
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 She's like, shut up.
She's like, I want to name him.
Just shut up.
But clearly she's trying to do that so Kyle will lose it because Kyle's telling her she's lost it. And here, I think it's all very clear what Kyle is insinuating is going on with Sutton without saying it. And
what I thought was weird is Kyle going to Sutton's house. I don't know why. I just felt like that was just not natural. Like, hey, Sutton. And Sutton's like, did you come to my house unannounced? No, I'm pretty sure you knew you were filming.
I'm not pretty that. Sure you knew you were filming when you poured that drink. And thought you were venting to poor Avi again for moving the damn candle or whatever he did.
That poor guy. I wonder if he'll be back next season.
Avi, do you want a job? I may even be better to work for.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it's going to get, we're just going to keep seeing more and more of this. But I have a question for the listeners. Are you guys enjoying Sutton this season? Does she seem like a fun time to you? If she does, you're welcome to go hang out with her whenever you like. I'm sure she'll be at her store.
Oh, God. Well, let's give her a chance. Maybe she's was having a bad day. Maybe she's going to come back next episode and be just the life of the party.
Fun, easygoing, easy breezy, beautiful. You realize that Garcelle probably at this point is like, shit, what did I get myself into with this one?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, she put her foot down.
She didn't put her foot down. Let's see. But she also had her back all BravoCon, right?
I don't know. I wasn't her keeper.
Oh, was it her keeper?
I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know either. But they were always on the same side. So who knows?
Yeah.
So that means there wasn't a blowout. If there's a blowout.
Shannon and Vicky always on the same side. Doesn't mean everything's perfect.
Yeah, true. True, true. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and talk about Miami, speaking of relationships that are not perfect.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, we are back to talk about The Real Housewives of Miami, which at this point, I really just feel like I should call it the Lenny Hochstein show.
I know. I don't want to hear about Lenny anymore. I'm so worried that Jody's going to run. But I will have to say, after watching 8 Housewives shows from the flashback to current Housewives that are airing right now, Miami was the first one that I was watching. I didn't have to keep checking the time. How much more time is left? I literally checked the time once and it was like 45 minutes into it. I'm like, oh my God, their show is so good. Miami.
Well, know what also it is because we're really seeing lifestyle. Like watching Nicole, where normally I don't want to see people walking through and doing a house
Nicole
tour.
Nicole was a little bougie this episode.
I know.
Our
she's like, no, I need
Nicole.
A...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But I appreciate it. I'm like, get it. Be who you
she
are.
She has it to get. So go get it, girl.
Yeah. I mean, she even said like, well, if it doesn't work out with him, I'm sure I'll figure it out somewhere else. Like she is.
I have mad respect for her. For somebody that's with somebody that is very wealthy, she still works.
Yeah.
She still works, makes her own living.
Well, this first scene was very awkward and uncomfortable in all ways.
And I don't even really know what to think about this scene, to be honest with you.
First off, I want to know what the statute of limitations is on keeping something in confidence, because they clearly pointed out that Larsa only kept this in confidence for less than 6 hours.
Well,
I know. Tam, I know we always are going to have Larsa. We love Larsa. But in this moment, that's one
thing.
Secret you maybe shouldn't share.
Here's the thing. When somebody says, take it in confidence, I don't think Larsa totally understood what she meant. Like, be quiet. Because Larsa says at the very end, like, oh, don't worry, I won't call TMZ. So I had
She says that in response to Gertie saying, I'm going to tell all the women. Like, let me tell
them.
Didn't
she tell half the women already in the last episode?
She told 3 of them. Yeah.
Okay. I don't really truly believe Larsa was doing it to be mean. It wasn't like, oh my God, I heard this. I'm going to tell you, don't tell anybody.
Well, I mean, Larsa made a comment since then saying,
that she was doing it so all the women would rally behind Gertie and not be in a situation similar to what she was in, which is where she sits down. She kind of puts her in a situation where it's not that comfortable for her to open up. And then she opens up and says she has cancer. Lars is in a lose-lose situation at this moment.
Yeah, but my thing is like, you know, I feel bad for Gertie. I hate that she's going through this. I'm happy that it's behind her. But the way that she went into it and the way she was talking to Larsa, it almost felt like she was setting her up a little bit.
But Tam, if I sat down with you and I was about to open up to you and you said to me, no crying. But that was the first thing she
didn't
said.
Say it like that. She's like, no crying, right? Like she was like, yes, she did. She didn't go, no crying. She's like,
no, she goes, no crying today. We're not crying this lunch.
Yeah. Well, she didn't know she had cancer.
Well, I know, but that's my point. Then it's not that easy to have the conversation. It doesn't give it.
Well, I think if somebody said to me, go, well, you know what, Larsa or Teddy, we might cry, shed a tear. Like I have something really sad to tell you, but she didn't do it like that.
She was like, pull it out of me.
It's like, just, I don't know.
I do agree with that part. When Larsa did say that, she could have, but we also don't know what her mental mindset was at that point.
Right. And I can't say that I know how I would feel or act if I was just told I had breast cancer. Like that would be hard. You don't know how anybody's act. So I'm not putting her down for it. She was giving Larsa a lot of mixed signals. Did Larsa do everything perfect? No, she didn't. No. Yeah. She did not.
Would you have a coming home party for Eddie after 5 days?
Maybe. Not.
You're so full of shit. You're not even going to have Thanksgiving.
No, I'm not. I'm not a big, I don't throw parties. So no, that's not my thing though. I'm not like,
well, here's the thing.
You know, I'm antisocial.
If in 10 years, it still feels like this for Larsa, amazing.
Yeah.
But now that I'm headed into 15, 5 days feels like a nice little vacation.
Sounds like a vacation. Yep. Eddie's gone today. He went dirt bike riding with his friends. So normally he works out of the house. His office is next to mine. Yeah. And it's, he's here a lot.
But I did think it was a nice party. The sushi looked delicious. Everybody's kind of.
I mean, I thought it was sweet. I think that they're so in love. You saw them together. I spent time with them in Scotland. They are so adorable together.
No, I love them together. And I think, I mean, when I weigh out the other couples in this group, I mean, would I rather have Todd saying the things he said or like be overly supportive of my significant other?
I really like Todd. There's something about him. I just find him very endearing.
Well,
we're not seeing eye to eye on this.
Todd says that he looked, and listen, I like, it's not that I dislike Todd. I feel like we're seeing a half of Todd.
Well, probably because Todd's like, listen, I got shitted on the show and I'm a business guy and I don't really need this. It's not helping my business. It's not helping me in any way. So I'll show up when I have to. I'll do the work.
And well, did he have just to show support. Up to this event? Not really. Well, he keeps referring to, Todd says he looked at the guest list and Alexia had made and there was a person invited he would not tolerate because she was bad mouthing his stepson. I'm like, you were bad mouthing your stepson last season.
Well, I wouldn't say bad mouthing. I think he was trying to be a parent and say, you need to start doing this. And you know. I don't know. I don't think it was bad mouthing. So you do not agree with Todd's feelings.
It's not that I agree or disagree with Todd's feelings. Would I want somebody to talk about my stepchild in any capacity? Absolutely not. His delivery does not feel organic or authentic to me.
Yeah. But I don't blame Todd for not wanting to be around Adriana if that's truly why he didn't go. And little does he know, she's still spreading rumors about him.
Well, little does he know that flash forward to 6 months later, his wife and Adriana are going to get in a fight at the Miami airport.
At the airport, yeah.
But then they are approaching. They also talk about this.
I'm surprised they didn't have a party for this.
They're approaching the 1 year anniversary since Lenny dropped the ball on Lisa. Lisa says she is now fighting for what is right and deserved. Lisa says Lenny does not give a damn about her and is disgusting. The women tell Lisa to stop talking about Lenny in front of Jody.
Thank
Lisa
God. Says, I was so happy when that happened because I thought, am I the only one that's like, stop?
I don't think she can stop.
No, she can't stop. It's
I mean, she hasn't. We're 6 months later and she hasn't stopped.
Lisa, stop.
Lisa, we're just saying you should probably stop. The part, the scene where she's eating the not getting to the pizza with the kids.
That was heartbreaking. Because she's consumed with talking about Lenny and the shit he's doing. And then didn't her little girl say something? Like, yeah. Her little girl looks exactly like her and her son looks exactly like Lenny.
I know.
Exactly. Do you think Jody and Lisa will get married? Or do you think Larsa and Marcus will get married first?
I think both will probably get married ultimately, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if Jody and, well, it depends. I don't think that Jody and Lisa will do anything until everything is figured out 100% in court.
Yeah, for sure.
And if Lisa is going to get anything in spousal support, that will end if she gets married.
Oh, that's true. But so. I feel like Lisa has never gotten any closure on this. And I think it's really hard for you to be in a relationship for 13 years and then just find out he's got a full-blown girlfriend and he's gone. Like,
well,
I would hope to think there was some kind of lead up that she kind of suspected it. So it wasn't just being blindsided.
Well, in one of her confessionals, she said, he's been treating me this way our entire time together. Like, I think you probably know. Like, I think some marriages are like this. I don't think he's ever treated her the way she deserves to be treated. And that's why she's probably in the situation that she's in. But it's really sad to watch. But then we get to Nicole and Anthony boat shopping. And all I could think was, do Nicole and Anthony want to adopt a third child? Because I'd be happy to move in.
I mean, those boats.
I love boats.
You do?
And I love boats. I agree with the
boat or yacht.
I love both. I love being on the water.
Yeah. I grew up not in yachts, but boats.
Boats.
Yeah, lake. You know,
koozie beers,
floating in the jet skiing, sea doing, all that. I asked Eddie, I'm like, as we're leaving Big Bear yesterday, I'm like, do you see yourself like going out on the lake and getting a boat? And he's like, I don't know. I'm not really like the boat guy. Like, we've done it before. And it's like, I go, yeah, until you have a boat and you're driving it. And then you're like, yeah, then you're addicted. Like everything else you do when it comes to any kind of outdoor dirt biking, anything like that.
Listen, you guys get a boat. I will be there. And it doesn't need to be a yacht. It could be pretty much.
I haven't seen too many yachts on Big Bear Lake, but.
Well, listen, I mean, it doesn't even have, it could pretty much be like a little paddle boat and I would want to go on it. I love it.
We always had boats growing up, but I was always hear that saying, like, what is the happiest day of your life when you're a boat owner? The day you sell it.
Sell it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the same as a horse. You just, you're going to be losing money no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to Gertie talking about her surgery coming up I didn't realize she had Russell tell her kids, not her. That would have been hard.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could have let Edwin do that on his own.
Yeah. I mean, that's a hard conversation to have. I would want to be there.
I would want to be there too. But Gertie's saying not to bring her somewhere with any birds.
I don't like birds either.
I don't like birds either. I mean, clearly my dad sent me some and I immediately gave them away. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah, remember those birds? Last mm-hmm. Easter. Oh, we're getting right around to it.
Mm-hmm.
You better not send me birds again. But I was like, who's going to let Gertie know that birds live outside?
But when there's like a flock of birds and they go over your head, I just don't like it.
Yeah. Well, they poop. Like, they're disgusting. Dirty birds.
Dirty bird.
Then Martina and Julia sit down where Julia and Martina kind of have a conversation about how Julia is not being very present with her and her cancer treatments because she's worried about the opera.
I'm like, when she started singing, I'm like, no, God, no, make it stop. Nope.
No.
I'm pretty sure Martina would have rather had her there at her last treatment than her practicing opera.
Opera for what? This is what I want to know. Are you practicing? Because this is a new thing.
Oh, it's going to be the season finale. I see it already.
No. Okay. So would you rather listen to Lisa Barlow's CD or Julia's?
I'm going to go with Lisa. I mean, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yeah. But then Gertie arrives and she asks Martina how she was able to be intimate during radiation. And Martina says she did everything. Leaving it there.
Okay.
Then they talk
good
about
for
how.
Her. Yeah. Good for her.
Then Larsa is having a charity basketball event for Make-A-Wish. And Larsa says she hopes the women keep everything positive because it could all go south. And the thing that they're already not even positive when they find out they have to wear basketball shorts.
Basketball shorts. Alexia, are those like the long basketball shorts? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, okay. Like they're already worried about their wardrobe.
Yeah. They're like, Make-A-Wish what? No,
we're worried about the basketball shorts.
I'm sorry, shorts on this torso?
Could you imagine those shorts on me and you?
Honestly, we should be concerned, but I'd be so thrilled to be able to wear those shorts.
All the time.
All the time. That's going to be my new life. But I can't. I wonder how many hours until it goes south at this next event. Will it be 6 hours? The same amount of time it took?
Before somebody starts screaming?
Yeah, I feel like that's how long they could be. I feel like 6 hours is pretty long to be positive in this group.
6 hours?
Yeah, 6 hours is too long to be positive in this group. We can't expect that.
No, God, no, that's a long time.
All right, so we just found out. Good news for those of you guys who are off next week. They are airing all of the Real Housewives shows. So we will be recapping for you at the beginning of the week so that you can listen throughout.
Thank you. Thank you, Bravo. I'm so thrilled. Not even a week off.
Bravo, you are the gift that keeps on giving. Jeez. Thank you so much.
You're so kind.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.